From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, the main opposition People Power Party reclaims the mayorships of Seoul and Busan as the ruling party suffers a devastating defeat in the by-elections. The Democratic Party's leadership resigns in response, and President Moon Jae-in says he will solemnly accept the public's reprimand. And daily COVID-19 cases jump to the 700s for the first time in 3 months. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. The ruling Democratic Party suffered a harsh defeat in Wednesday's by-elections to choose the mayors of South Korea's two largest cities. The People Power Party's victory came after four successive losses in major elections, as voters became disillusioned by sexual harassment scandals and skyrocketing home prices. Our Kim In-kyung explains.
It was a rough night for the ruling Democratic Party, which lost the mayorships of Seoul and Busan to its rival People Power Party in by-elections that were considered a referendum on President Moon Jae-in.
서울시민 여러분, 정말
The PPP's Oh Se-hoon garnered 57.5% of the votes cast in the capital city over the DP's former startups minister Park Young-sun, who received 39.18%. The Conservative Party candidate scored more votes than Park in all 25 districts in Seoul, a complete turnaround from the local elections 3 years ago, when the DP colored the map blue.
Meeting Seoul city staff welcoming me on my first day at work, I feel a heavy responsibility once more. Seoul city will sprint again from today.
It was a sweet victory for Oh, who was twice elected Seoul mayor in 2006 and 2010, but stepped down after his opposition to a program to provide free school lunches for all students fell apart in a referendum. In Busan, former lawmaker Park Hyung-jun secured almost double the votes of the DP's Kim Young-chun, with about 63% to 34%. Out of 21 posts up for grabs in the latest election, the PPP won 15 of the seats. The victories by the main opposition party, which came a year after that defeat in the general elections, were viewed as a reflection of growing public criticism against the government over sexual harassment scandals involving former DP-affiliated mayors, skyrocketing housing prices, and alleged land speculation by public officials. The relatively high voter turnout, about 58% in Seoul and 53% in Busan, showed how invested voters were in the election. Despite the sweeping victory, some experts say the presidential race, only 11 months away, may be a different story, as the DP received a much-needed vaccine. Kim In-kyung, KBS World, Radio News.
The leadership of the ruling Democratic Party has resigned to take responsibility for the party's crippling loss on Wednesday. The party's acting chair and floor leader, Kim Tae-nyun, said in a press conference at the National Assembly on Thursday that the party will humbly accept the people's sentiment revealed through the by-elections and will take responsibility for the election results. Separately, President Moon Jae-in said he will solemnly accept the public's reprimand as reflected through the ruling party's defeat in Wednesday's by-elections. According to presidential spokesperson Kang Min-seok on Thursday, Moon vowed to address state affairs humbly and with a heavy sense of responsibility. The president also pledged to exert efforts toward overcoming the COVID-19 crisis, achieving economic recovery, and eradicating real estate-related corruption. The main opposition People Power Party's interim chief Kim Jong-in, who led the party to its sweeping victory in Wednesday's by-elections, urged members not to mistake the people's victory as their own. At a press conference after stepping down on Thursday, Kim assessed that while the PPP has attempted to fundamentally reform and bring change in the past year, it still faces the tough task of addressing internal division and antipathy. He warned that unless the PPP breaks away from ideology-based politics and hegemony over its traditional stronghold of the Gyeongsan region, it could miss out on the chance to win next year's presidential race and regain administrative power. Floor leader Joo Ho-young will become acting chairman of the interim leadership panel as the party prepares for an election to pick its next leader. New COVID-19 cases in South Korea spiked to the 700s for the first time in 3 months on Thursday, raising concerns over a possible fourth wave of the epidemic. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said as of 12 a.m., 700 additional people tested positive, bringing the country's cumulative caseload to 107,598. The death toll rose to 1,758 after two more people succumbed to the virus. Daily new cases, which hovered in the 300s to 400s for over a month, rapidly surged in the past week. The latest tally is the highest since 869 new cases were reported on January 7th, soon after the third wave began to slow down after hitting its peak. The government said it will inoculate 12 million people within the first half of the year as planned, despite global COVID-19 vaccine shortages and the temporary suspension of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Health Minister Kwon Dok-chol, who heads the vaccine task force, told reporters Thursday that its safety committee has confirmed that the overall benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine outweigh the risks in preventing COVID-19. He added that the government is keeping a close eye on Russian-made COVID-19 vaccines in light of supply issues around the world. Meanwhile, health authorities will decide on whether to resume inoculations with the AstraZeneca vaccine this weekend. Authorities had suspended the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine Wednesday evening, citing cases where the drug is alleged to have caused blood clots shortly after vaccination. The White House said the United States is prepared to consider some form of diplomacy with North Korea if such efforts lead to the denuclearization of the regime. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki relayed the stance in a media briefing on Wednesday while answering a question on the possibility of additional provocations from the North following the recent ballistic missile launches. Psaki said the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is a clear objective for the U.S., and to that end, Washington is continuously enforcing sanctions and consulting with its allies and partners. She said the U.S. is also prepared to consider some form of diplomacy if it's going to lead us down the path towards denuclearization. North Korea urged the leaders of grassroots units of the ruling Workers' Party not to overlook the wrong deeds of their members. According to the North's state-run Korean Central News Agency, the call was made at a conference of the party's cell secretaries, which continued for the second day on Wednesday. Party cells are its most elementary units of the Workers' Party, consisting of up to 30 members. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who gave an opening speech on Tuesday, was not present. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 5.85 points, or 0.19% on Thursday, to close at 3,143.26. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.